Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh boy, oh boy. Monday.
You're not kidding.
Thought I'd never get here. I love you so much.
Well, that's it, everyone. Bryn ruined the show.
How's that? What happened?
Oh, because he's making Vinny use a computer.
I'm making him use a computer. We're back to 1999 again.
Yeah.
Email machine.
You're an old dog, Vin, but these are easy new tricks.
If your computer's so smart, why can't it tell me why I don't sleep on Sunday nights? How about that answer?
Yeah.
There's that Google tab right there. You can just ask it right there.
I'm going to ask it.
Why?
Google.
On Sunday nights for no reason at all. I have everything. Everything's as good as it could possibly be. I get in bed. I got everything's where it should be. And there I am.
Anxiety is the number one reason.
That makes sense.
The sun's still up. That's another reason, right?
Many people with Sunday night insomnia, which is a thing, say they cannot imagine how they will cope with the work and stress of the upcoming week. The notion that they might be overwhelmed by this stress is disturbing them.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
All it takes is a look at my calendar and I go, oh God, how'd all that get on there?
Cause two biological rhythms because we screw those up royally.
Yeah.
There's a whole article on this. It's crazy. This is why Sunday night insomnia is a thing. It's not just anxiety.
All right, well.
So it turns out we're not alone. Does everybody here on the show have Sunday night problems?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nikki has no more problems. She's like, I'm out of here. I don't even care
problems.
Anymore. You guys, are you guys talking to me? What's happening here? I don't know. It's a thing.
Going to the happiest place on earth. What is she worried about,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So,
how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I had a good weekend.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
So, first of all, the weirdest part of the weekend was we did something on a Friday, which made the weekend feel 10 times longer.
Oh, because
in
you
a
got
good way.
All the things that you had to do out of the way.
Well, no, it's not even that. We went and had some fun on a Friday, and it's so rare that anything, we just weren't doing stuff.
So you played golf.
So we could, this is...
How'd it go?
So, turns out...
Uh-oh.
Golf business didn't diminish at all during the pandemic and continues. So we call, hey, how you doing? Like to get two on. They're like, when? Now?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Everywhere was a no.
Oh, no.
Everywhere.
Oh,
well, it's okay. It was just, there it is. Oh, golf's still been widely used during the
pandemic.
Well,
you're outside. You can stand far apart. It's a...
It makes all the sense in the world.
It does.
I just haven't called for a tea time and didn't expect it to be all filled up. So we went and did something called Top Golf. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of Top Golf. Is this where you...
down south, right?
Yeah.
Is this where you shoot into a net and you're playing on a course?
It's a driving range setup, but it's also sort of...
Party time excellent?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Barnes & Noble, but that's not it. Douglas and Buster?
Dave and Buster.
Whatever. There's it's a full setup where they'll come serve you food little spot. Uh-huh. And you've got it's a driving range. And yes, there's sort of spots out there. And your ball's being tracked the whole time.
Yes.
So even your crummy shots that don't go where they should, it'll show you on the screen. Oh, look, you're over here. Which would be... bad if you were on a golf course. So it actually worked out that we were able to go play.
Well, that was a nice little warm-up because, like you said, you haven't played in a really long time.
At all. And it was, as soon as I, get up to the ball,
yeah,
I start going, oh, God, straighten your back, loosen
your
grip,
right?
Everything becomes, oh, no, I can't just do this. Now I'm going to be all head-effed. So it took a minute to sort of work that out.
Yeah, warm it up.
Really fun, though. If you have never, this isn't a commercial, I just had never done it. Top Golf.
Let's get them on. That'd be a good sponsorship for us, Top Golf.
It was really fun. I can see why people would go with a bunch of friends, and it's almost like bowling.
Yeah. Yes. Funny.
It's almost like bowling. Like there you are with your crew, you're getting served food. You can have drinks, and you've got a board working the scores the whole time. It's great. It was really fun. So we did that for a couple hours, and I'm telling you, it like extended the week. It made the week. Saturday, I went, it's only Saturday.
It's only Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my weekend was backloaded.
What do you, I don't get it.
I had something to do yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were talking about butt stuff.
Oh.
No, I'm really never talking about that.
I don't know.
It's always very top of mind.
It seems weird that you say that.
Top golf, top butt, you know.
No.
Yes.
Now?
So, I got, I mean, I don't want to say I was tricked, but.
Someone tricked you.
Well, no. I'm going to say no. This friend of mine, you know of her. It's she's the drummer's wife.
Oh.
They got this gorgeous place in Napa. It's gorgeous.
You know two famous drummers, so we're talking about...
Oh, sorry,
about...
the one you care about.
I care about both of them, but yes. The one from Faith
you know
No
exactly
More
what
is...
I'm talking
yes,
about,
okay.
Right. So they have this really beautiful plot up there, and... She has put in a very elaborate garden, like a veggie garden, a food garden. She's a crazy great chef, which is one of the perks of knowing her is that, you know, she'll cook you some amazing thing when you go over there. So they have these enormous beds, and every year she cleans them all out, and then she plants her tomatoes and her seeds and her this and her that and the other thing. Except that she doesn't do it. She tricks you into going to her house with the promise of lunch.
So come by for lunch.
Come by for lunch and, well.
But bring your Crocs.
Bring your whole thing. So, and she calls it the planting day. And this year she's having two of the, they're doing it today too. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I have things to do. Like, not that. I do the bills on Monday. So yesterday.
She wanted you to come back after
work?
Oh,
no,
work?
No. She has all her, she, look, this is, I mean, you know, she's got it figured out. I love being up there. It's so beautiful. I do like gardening. I love her food.
Yeah.
But so I had to get up. I got up, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday. So I actually slept last night.
Oh,
I watched the Batman. The Batman, which is fully an hour too long. And oh, my God, someone cut his hair. I watched that.
Really?
Until,
that's
like,
your review?
Yes, that's my entire review. So Saturday night, I'm up until midnight. I got to get up at 6 in the morning. So I was like, it'll be great. I'll sleep on Sunday night. And sure enough, I got a halfway decent night's sleep last night.
Good for you.
I haven't checked my sleep IQ score, but I'm sure it's in the 70s range. Mm. It was fine. It'll be a regular night. So I pick up my friend, Marianne, and we drive up there. And I'm just in my cruddiest clothes because I'm going to get sweaty and dirty.
This is Sunday.
Sunday. And I've got my bag of tricks, you know, my own trowel and all, you know,
oh,
we all brought
I thought
our
you
own.
Okay.
No, not that bag of tricks. That's
okay.
It's
another.
It's not even a bag. It's just in a drawer.
Wow, that was loud.
That was like, oh my God. See, it's annoying how loud they are sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta get the quiet ones. Anyway, so we did that. But then, weirdly, she served stew, like a hot stew. It's 100 degrees.
It was
like,
hot this week. It was hot last night.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely, actually. But I'm just dripping sweat head to toe and covered in dirt. And she brings out this big pot of stew. I'm like, can I get some ice cubes for this? It was delicious.
Was it?
It was.
Beef stew or?
No. Too many vegetarians in our world these days.
Oh, vegetarian stew.
It was a white bean and tamarind, whatever that is. So
I
she
need
had some
that
fancy,
recipe.
Yes, I'll get it for you. I have it.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Delicious.
That sounds really
delicious,
good.
Delicious, but very warm. It did not cool me down.
Well, speaking of getting tricked, so
after
we did the golf.
Yes.
The next day.
Saturday morning. You got the whole weekend ahead of you. Nothing to do.
Well, that's not true. That's the problem. So I go look for surf and I get skunked. There's no waves. And the missus goes, okay, I'm taking our oldest to a birthday party and you're going to hang with our youngest. And
yay.
I'm like, aren't I hanging with them tonight when you go on a dinner date with an old friend? And she goes, yeah, you'll be okay. It's going to be fine. So I don't know this term. Have you guys all heard the term threenager?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's apparently what we got. So someone somewhere along the way has coined this term, and that's what we have. She's become impossible.
Oh, no.
She's so much work.
Oh, no.
She's nonstop. She's relentless. it's the kind of things where you're like, I'm not done with your last request. You've got to go sit down. Mm. I can't take another second of this. And then while you're in the middle of saying that, there's another thing.
And another one.
Being lobbed at you. Yeah, you just, it's, so I'm just rattled by the time they get back from whatever, the birthday party, the swimming birthday party.
Oh, man.
And I go, all right, I'm going to go take a break. And then I got tonight. The missus goes to this dinner party. I got these kids. I get them, you know, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Put them in the bath, try to get them calmed down.
I get them at 8 o'clock now. They've been fed.
Yes.
I've done the dishes.
Right.
They're in their pajamas.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock, I'm like, you sit in mom and dad's bed and you watch whatever show you want on Netflix for 1 hour, mm-hmm. and then you're going to bed. Get them in there, and I walk away, and I'm like, oh, my God.
How long did that last?
Well, I go walking back through just to make sure they found a show.
Why would you do that?
Because I want them to be entertained and stay away from me for a minute. And apparently the youngest has been elected the one to break the news to me. So she goes, I go, you guys good? Dad?
No.
Oh, no. What is this? What could it be? We're hungry. Mm. We ate 1 hour ago.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you...
And the teeth, I assume, have been brushed. We're ready for bed.
You want to... What? I look at the older one and she goes, uh-huh. Yeah, we're hungry. Yeah. Everybody up. Let's go downstairs.
What'd you guys do?
I made them more food. What could I do? I didn't have a choice. It was, I fed them more food.
You did, but then you would have had to deal with the repercussions of saying no.
Oh, no. They had to be, like, you got to feed them. Mm-hmm. What could I do?
Could you just give them some crackers in the bed? Here you go, kids. That's crackers. Oh. I'll sleep in my room
so
tonight.
I finally got them into bed and just went, I don't know how people deal with this all day, every day.
Yeah. And yet they do. Somehow you muddle through. And then suddenly you find yourself on the ass end of it. You're just,
yeah.
There you are. Your kids are moving out. It's awesome.
Oh, look at you living it.
I really am. I think about what you're going through, and I feel you so, so very much.
And I didn't even mention, we did, so the youngest had Saturday.
Yes.
After I didn't go surfing, we went to a, what do they call those things? Like a, it was a little show the kids put on.
Oh.
It was the end of school year show.
Oh, like a little play?
Preschool kids. No, it was singing.
Oh,
oh. Oh, that's fun.
Sure. I'll give you this.
End of the year recital.
Nothing freaking cuter than a group of kids who've, however they've been bribed into sitting in their places and mm-hmm. doing their, they had hand motions. Oh. And
jazz hands.
Yeah, all the stuff. It was.
Wait, was your daughter was in this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, you took her to that on Saturday?
Saturday was the longest day of all times.
Right.
Sunday was much more relaxed.
So at her little school, they put on an end-of-the-year
show. End-of-the-year show with two songs, and they got their diplomas from preschool to preschool.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Right. Whatever.
You did it. You lived another year.
It was cute, though.
There you go.
I got to give it to them. They got them doing motions and singing and just so cute. And there's my kid in the front row.
You just look at him. You just love him so much. You compare him with the other kids.
This?
Oh, my kid blows those kids away.
It's a video. I'm getting the whole thing. Great. We're not going to miss it.
Boy, Saturday was packed. So you look for surf. She's got to go to a
birthday
party.
We went to a recital. Then there was a birthday party.
Oh, I see.
The recital was at like 9:30 or 10 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was fine. It was
on a Saturday.
On a Saturday. Whatever.
Man, that is...
We got it done.
Who the hell picks that time?
I know, right?
I don't
How
know.
About noon?
Well, no.
How about 4 p.m.?
What?
Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Let's get this done. I don't want that hanging out in front of me.
How about 2 p.m. on a Thursday?
You guys are crazy.
How about at pickup time, like
exactly.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
And then
do
what? I have a clock here? And then I took him to the pump track yesterday. Hello, Cat.
Huh?
Say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
She listens to the show.
Oh.
We were.
What's the pump track?
It's a bike track the kids rode on, and it's middle of the day, hotter than F. And there's. Then I'm doing my thing, dadding with the girls. And Kat goes, I'm sorry, but I knew it was you before you even talked, and then you talked. And I got to say hello. And it was nice. Hello. It was all good. Hi, Kat.
Hello.
So, it's nice to be out. People all of a sudden are like, hey, I know you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. We've been in so long that it's like, and then even when we're out, we're like masked and hatted and nobody knows who anyone is anymore. It's like, you, I haven't seen you in years. I walk by you every day. Every day. Just don't have my mask on. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Well, you know, I was a little pessimistic because it was Monday and everything, but I'm having fun so far. So.
Oh, you like this. Well, guess what, everyone? Bryn ruined the show.
Yes.
He's making me switch to computer.
Yeah.
This transition's going to be dark.
Oh, it's horrible.
And difficult.
It's already problematic.
And I'm truly going to get up and walk out when things get...
Oh, this will be fun.
When the going gets tough, I'm going to my car.
Do your thing. You go. You take a little break.
I'll be right behind you.
You take a little break in there. It's going to be easy.
Get some songs ready.
All right. Nikki, get those songs ready.
Just play one right now. Hurry up.
Hit the button.
It's Sarah and Vinny.